see the problem, I solve the problem, and then I move on to the next thing. That's it.
I want to create solutions which help people.
Be this person I want to be in the future. I have to follow this path.
Seeing their lifestyle, you know, the type of lifestyle that I want.
Africa's Bank Campus. Paint your dreams.
Welcome to today's episode. On today's episode, I'm joined by Max. Max is an inventor, CTO, founder, and CEO. How are you doing, Max?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is always ours. So, Max, can you just tell us about yourself besides being Max D, the creator on Twitter? Who is Max just in general? What does Max do? What does he enjoy?
Max, what other things? Like gaming, comics, cosplay. Like, I really like nerd stuff. Star Wars, gaming, comics, multiverse stuff. Tech. I love tech. Not just like tech building, like robotics and all. Like, I love tech. I love buying the latest Xbox controller. I love buying the latest monitor. So, you know, I love tech reviews. And, I like that kind of stuff. I love gadgets. Yeah, gadgets is the word. So, yeah, that's basically me. I love reading. I love books. Books on quantum mechanics. I'm reading a book on applied mechanics. So, yeah, that's basically me.
It's very interesting. I think you're one of the first people we have had that is into robotics and all this stuff, which is very interesting. I'd really like to get to know you more about that stuff. So can you just give us your background, how you got into robotics and inventing? How was that, for example, how you grew up, then you fell in love with it and you just said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. How was that journey like?
It all started with my friend was with a toy computer. Kind of like a toy, and ever since then I've always been touchy or hands-on with gadgets, even from school. The way I would like look so professional, even if I'm not really a good type at them, I would, you know, be so interested in, you know, what this device can do, what this computer can do in primary school. Then growing up, I just kept showing interest. I didn't really know how to navigate my way around it, but I just, you know, kept showing interest, kept showing up. And practice. I would read books. I would go to the library. I would read books. I would practice. I would build stuff, regardless of whether I had the materials complete or not. I would just put things together, you know, with a goal in mind and just try. Fast forward to 2020 when I got my first project with the Nigerian Navy to build arms. And you know, ever since then, I just knew, okay, this is my life now. This is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. And we just kept going on and on till then, and we're here now.
That is very interesting. The journey is kind of amazing. Like, you know, like your friend, you saw your friend doing things, then you got, just put your feet into it. When his time went and you just kept on doing it, you just saw like, wow, this is my life. And I feel like it has really benefited a lot of people, because I see that the things you're always posting about and doing, it's very inspirational to others. So I'd like to talk about Fly Aerospace. What is Fly Aerospace and the journey of Fly Aerospace for you to be CTO? How was that? How did you get into Fly Aerospace? What lessons did you learn from that whole entire process, and how did it help you improve as a person?
So how I got into flying aerospace, or just aerospace, was I started my first company last year, June last year, by the name Special Nova. Special Nova is a UAV manufacturing company. We build UAV and UAV software. We had one investor, and basically we were like somewhat like bootstrapping along the way. And October of the same year, we got acquired. I got an offer for acquisition by Nord Automobiles, and you know, they acquired us. We acquired us to build software for the Air Force. for their own managerial vehicles. They've got acquired, our name changed. We, and you know, the job went on. We released our software, apparently building autonomous flight software called Axona for the military. Various testings, you know, research and development that has been going on since. Yeah,
it's
been an exciting journey so far.
That is amazing. Also, in terms of fly aerospace, I see that on your website it's mostly about drone technology. What are your thoughts on drone technology and how it can help us as Africa grow to the next stage? What are your thoughts on it? What are your ideas on it? What can you say about the drone technology, since it seems like that is the basis of fly aerospace?
Drone technology, taking it back to when I started Space Shuttle, drone technology for me was something that there were basically no limits to how helpful they can be in surveillance and security, war, agriculture, and logistics, you know, rescue. Yeah, we came up with different concepts, different designs that would fit into different points in the industry or different points in, you know, different careers, different professions. And it's a very interesting niche because the only limit is your imagination. The only limit is how creative you are or you can be. And you know, so there are so many ways that drone technology can help us. So many ways that drones can help us, you know, as a country, when it comes to in the field with them, our soldiers in the field, in agriculture, you can carry out operations faster and more efficiently in search and rescue. We can save time and we can save lives in logistics. We can deliver faster. We can also do things more efficiently in that area. You know, there's a ton of use cases. There's a ton of use cases, and it's something that we should really, really dig into, and which we are digging into already at Neurospace.
That is true. Drone technology, like you said, our imagination is the limit. We have seen it being used in many ways. Mostly people just think drones are limited to videography and not just taking those drone shots. But as you mentioned, there are so many other possibilities. We can use drones for rescuing, farming and all these other things. That is truly is where it is going. I've seen more and more people and more uses of drones cases, which have really opened my eyes to the possibilities. Then we move on to Terahaptics. Terahaptics, that's where you're the founder and the CEO. And Terahaptics seems like it's more of bionics now. We're talking about enhancing human beings' physicality, helping the disabled and helping industrial and in the military. Can you just tell us the journey of Terahaptics, how it came from a thought in the head and how it became realized to what it is today?
So what happened to Terahaptics was I went home to my parents' place and a friend of mine, Mustafa, showed me his hand because his hand was in his pocket, and I was like, why are you putting your hand in your pocket? And then he showed me, and then I noticed that four of his fingers, and from his like his pinky all the way to his ring finger was missing, his index finger, so it was missing. And what happens, like, an accident in his factory, the blade them sort of for his fingers. And he's, you know, going to get prosthetics, or they recommended prosthetics to him from Ibobi Hospital. And I was like, as a joke, actually, I told him, what if I build you bionics? And I was like, oh, it's you, it's Max. I know that you can do it, but if you do, it's no problem. We can have it. I went home that day, and then, you know, I couldn't get it out of my head. And I started thinking, and I said, okay, let me start with him. You know, just from starting research on him alone, a lot of people got interested. People reached out and were like, oh, and I made the announcement on Twitter, and people were like, wow, amazing. And you know, it grew into a body, it grew into a thing, a company, you know, which we now call Terahaptics. You know, and that's one. The goal is simple: make bionics technology affordable, accessible. To everyone.
It's truly amazing that you're helping people with these disabilities and small things. And I like how you just did not limit yourself to disabilities. You're like, okay, how can we change that in the industrial space by giving people, you know, enhanced strength, you know, heavy objects. The same thing with the military. How can you help? So you broaden the perspective. Most people would have been narrow-minded and just maybe said, okay, we're just gonna deal with this. But you said, why can we not go above and beyond these things? And I feel like Tira is just doing amazing things. I've seen your posts. I've seen some of your works. I see you're always working and communicating and showing people what you're doing. And that is very inspirational. Then also on social media. There's a tweet you posted out that was like, my goal is to make as much impact as I can before I leave the earth. Change as much lives as possible. Can you tell us when you were posting that, what was your ambitions? Like, you know, that's a very big statement to stay out there. What drives you? I think that's a better question to ask. What drives you as a person, Max? What makes you wake up in the morning and say, today I need to accomplish what I can so I can change the world?
Mostly because my background, growing up, we didn't always have everything stuck to a plateau of gold. I realized the need to be a game changer from a very, very young age. From 10, 11, to, 10, 11 years old, I saw the world as it is. I saw the world as it is, and I just realized that, look, I have a role to play in all of this. I mean, I didn't fully understand what that role is. I didn't fully understand it as a child, but growing up, seeing the talent that I had in engineering, I just think, okay, look, I'm gonna solve a problem. I'm gonna be solving problems, a range of problems, not just one problem. That is why I don't really tag myself as, okay, I'm the particular type of engineer. I just tag myself as an inventor, because I'm not just sticking to just one industry. I see a problem, regardless of what industry that is. I see the problem, I solve the problem, and then I move on to the next thing. That's it. So, and I make sure that, okay, this is changing my life. This is, you know, impacting in one way or another. You know, I've seen people, I've met people who want to give up in robotics, and because of what I am doing, they're like, oh, I have hope. I have, you know, have a chance at this, and they, you know, they just keep going. You know, and that brightens me up so much, and that alone keeps me going. You know, seeing that there are people out there who don't stop because I don't stop.
Thank you for sharing that. I know it has inspired a lot of people to just get out there and do something with their lives. Like you said, growing up, you didn't have much things figured out. But as you grew and you started seeing your strengths and skills, you're like, okay, this is what I was given to do in this world. And I'm going to double down on it and do it to the best of my abilities. And there you have done to create so many wonderful things. So Max, with your expertise and knowledge, can you just give us what you think is happening in Africa in the next 5 years or 10 years or whatever time frame you want to give in terms of robotics? Where are we heading? How can Africa become a part of this new emerging technology that people can start harnessing and build greater things and better things that can help us as a people?
Okay, robotics, where it's going, the impact it has. Oh my God, this is something that I can talk about all day, because there are a lot of ways that one could join from in books. There's a lot that we can do to actually join the train and to bring about the innovation that we need to grow our civilization from. And also the whole gatekeeping stuff, you know, being able to share the knowledge that we have or the knowledge that, you know, we've gotten, you know, amongst each other is also something that is unnecessary. It's necessary. Like I said, I'm always open to like share what I know, bringing people to, you know, work with me, you know, learn from me. You know, that way we teach each other from growing communities. You know, from growing communities to, you know, conferences to seminars, because I haven't seen a lot of robotics seminars, you know, in Nigeria, even in Lagos, I haven't seen a lot. And it's something that we should really start doing, like robotics seminars and discuss, talk and build stuff, showcase tech, you know, hackathons. It's, you know, something that's really, really interesting. And, you know, in there, it's just like my favorite cartoon, Big, my favorite cartoon, Big Hero 6, like what they did there. Hero, Hero Hamada was not interested before, but after seeing what people have worked on at the Nerd Lab, what his brother Tadashi did, you know, he immediately wanted to jump on the wagon. So it's about, that's the reason why I always showcase what I do. I don't gatekeep, I don't hide what I do. I showcase, oh, this is what I built, this is what I'm building, this is the technology we tested. No matter how it looks like, I don't show it off, because this can inspire somebody out there to, you know, jump on the train and, you know, join us. The more the better. It's not a saturated industry. It's not like front end engineering. You know, we need more people on this train. I need more people to hire. So yeah, that's it.
That is so true, that we need to build communities, seminars, hackathons around these things, because the more people see what is being done, the more people want to join. And I like that you use Big Hero 6 as an example, because I have watched that cartoon and it's truly amazing. Like you said, someone, Hero wanted to be a bot fighter, but after seeing what other people have built and what they're building, he was also inspired to take his skills into a different route and start also building things that can help people. And on that topic alone, how can you just give us some advice for those people who are just growing up in Africa, have got big ideas like you? Can you just give them just some piece of inspiration that they can take it to their house and they can use it? That is the everyday motivation.
Just keep going, make iterations, build, keep building. You know, what makes you a perfect robotics engineer is that you have various versions to your product. You know, there is version one, there's version two. Well, I like calling my version 1.0, version 2.0. You know, just keep doing stuff. Keep getting better at what you do. And don't stop. You know, it never seems like it at first, or regardless of how things may seem, always have your end goal in mind. That's what I always say. People have an end goal in mind. Okay, this is where I'm going, so this is like where I want to be. So always have that in mind.
Thank you for those wise words, Max. I think they may be simple words to most people, but I think those simple practices really help us reach the furthest. Just keep going, iterate, improve on every iteration. Version one, version two has to be better than version one. Version three is definitely going to be better than version two and one, and so on. And just keep going. Know the end goal. Just know why you're doing what you're doing. So, Max, can you just share your social medias, your websites, where people can find you and connect, and how maybe people want to work with you? Where can they find you?
So, first off, everyone who's going to be listening to this, go on Twitter, search Terra Haptics, TerraHaptix. Terra Haptics, yeah, Haptics, like IX. So go on Twitter, search it up. We are the only ones with the name on Twitter. So go on Twitter, search it up. Follow us on Twitter. Check out our website. Check out our documentation. Trust me, you will enjoy and you will love what we're doing. I'm really excited to, you know, show the world what we're building at Terra Haptics. You know, you can follow me on Twitter too. Yeah, definitely follow me on Twitter. I am Max_D, like letter D underscore creator. So it's Max the creator. That's like my name, Max the creator. So go on Twitter, follow me. If you have any questions, I'm always open to answer your questions. I'm always open to, you know, talk and collaborate. And not to collaborate and talk. So yeah. Oh yeah, I'm your guy.
Once again, Max, thank you for being on the podcast with us today and sharing your story and your ideas and your thoughts. It was really nice to delve into your mind and understand robotics, your journey, how you got into what you're doing, and how what you're doing is truly changing the world, and how we as Africans can also benefit and just jump into this. It was truly amazing having you on today's podcast. We always wish you all the best and always be supporting you from the sidelines in the best way we can.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me too.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Africa's Blank Canvas Podcast, so you're always up to date with the latest news. Don't forget to share. That's the only way we grow.